welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. That's some good bumper music, Brian.
Does feel like the first time, doesn't it?
Yeah. Being produced today by the one and only Brian Fongers, the man behind the magic. So thanks, Brian. That's awesome, brother. So, Bob, we're going to be talking with our friend Scott from Al and Bob Sports on Division south of 28th Street. But before we get to him, this is a little bit about cold weather grilling. And when we get down there, it's usually cold weather grilling that we're doing for these guys. And we're going to touch on that a little bit later in the show. But the one thing is the wind is the one that always just knocks the snot out of your heat. And I had that problem over Thanksgiving rather than Turkey Day, where I tried to smoke. Well, I did smoke the turkey, but I was out in the wind. And, man, it took like an extra 3 hours for me to get that thing done. So we're going to be covering that in a little bit, but it just made me think of it that when we're down there, we're always out behind the building doing a little windy grilling.
Well, that is a bit of a Venturi effect in that alley, because you got all those buildings and the big fences, and you're right.
Yeah.
If it's a north wind, man, it just comes creeping down on us.
Yeah.
So right now we're going to talk with Scott, our brother from another mother, down at Al and Bob Sports. Going on,
guys,
buddy.
How big a pipe does it take to smoke a turkey?
You know what? It all depends how big your bird is.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah,
all right.
Our turkeys are into edibles anyway, so not even the deal anymore.
They're
Colorado raised birds. So, December 1st, man. Tell us what's going on.
Well, December 1st here at Al and Bob's is like the opening. That's like the opening day of ice fishing season, if there is such a thing. You know, everybody's got an opening day. Well, ice fishing's got to have an opening day. Well, this year it just happens to fall on December 1st, and we've got a big ice fishing seminar going on that same night.
And we do this every year. It's so much fun. Tell everybody how this is going to unfold and who can come.
Well, anybody can come, and it's free of charge. We have the Grilling Guys. They're like our special guests. And if you don't, not the Grilling Guys, you're the Grilling Guys, the Michigan Ice Guys.
No,
Wait a minute, I was feeling special for a minute there.
See yeah. that? What's up right. with that? I'm calling my lawyer.
We're relegated out back. Most of the time they put us in
the
dark.
Michigan Ice Guys here.
Yeah.
And, you know, the world championship fishermen, the guys that go over to the Ukraine and catch all those fish and win medals and everything.
Right, right.
And they do a seminar for us, and they're really good local fishermen. So there's a lot of good tips for the guys around here for the area lakes. And then we have our special guests, the Grilling Guys.
Yeah, okay, nice. Now it's getting deep.
Nice recovery. Yeah. Nice recovery.
Yeah, I know. I had to do something.
That's why you keep us in the back in the alley.
We have some food. We're going to have a little venison, some walleye, you name it. All free of charge. We're going to have some drinks, and we're just going to have some camaraderie. And, you know, we're going to get this ice fishing season underway.
Okay, I'll tell you from my perspective, and again, Jop and I spend most of our time outside working on the grills and smokers and deep fryers.
Yes, I know you do, and you guys do a fantastic job.
That's because we love you guys so much. You've been with us from the start, and you're just like our kind of store to shop at, right?
Right.
But the cool thing from our view is watching the size of the crowd every year get bigger and bigger and bigger. Last year, I mean, I remember I couldn't run that food in fast enough. It was they were stacked up back there.
We've gone from a sit down crowd to basically a standing room only crowd. I mean, it's just amazing. And you know, every year, and the guys don't seem to care. Every year, the guys get more and more information out of it. And you know, hopefully they get some tips from the Michigan Ice Guys. And plus, we'll have Jack Horning here from K&E Tackle. He's the rep for K&E Tackle, and we're gonna have a bunch of new ice gear here in the store, and we're gonna have some giveaways from K&E. So, yeah, he usually does our emceeing for us.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking right now with Scott from Al and Bob's and Jop.
Well, I was going to mention that on the K&E thing, they're very generous, and they give you some great specials while you're there. You know, if you if you're into ice fishing, and I am, you use those little tungsten jigs, right? Because yep. you can get them really small, and they're heavy, and they work really well. Well, on that particular night, it's like buy one or buy two, get one free, or he has some sort of a deal every time, and you can come away, and he brings literally hundreds and hundreds of these things with the purpose of giving the guys that are there a great deal.
So ice fishing jigs are smaller than regular, is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, they come in different sizes. If you ice fish, you know that they come in a series of different weights. But with ice fishing, the smaller the hook, the more apt you are to get a bite. Is that right, Scott?
Yes, yes. And I have to wear three pairs of glasses to get the line through the eye of the hook.
That's exactly right. That's because
you're generally just putting a waxworm on. Is that the case?
Or any number of other grub baits that are out there, even artificial. Our friends down at Schmoe's Brewery, Chaz, who is on the U.S. ice fishing team, and he'll be there as one of the speakers that night, Chaz uses pretty much artificial bait the whole time. Yep. When they're in their competitions, they can't.
They use a lot of plastic, and I'm pretty stocked up here at the store. I just want to throw this out too. After this Thursday night or next Thursday night, December 1st, December 8th, and December 15th, we're offering two more ice fishing workshops. Now they're going to be from 6 to 8, each of them on a Thursday night. But these are going to be techniques. I mean, this is going to get a little bit more in depth. On the 15th, he's going to go into the electronics and why the fish are where they are and what they're doing and what to look for. On the 8th, he's going to go into what kind of gear you need, you know, to make yourself a successful ice fisherman. You don't need a ton of it, but he's going to go into the most important part of it.
And you'll be right where you can buy it.
This is going to be done. This is going to be done by one of the guys that works here at the store, Doug Shank. He's very well known. I mean, he's been on the USA National Ice Fishing Championship team. He's fished like 7 states around the Midwest, you know, in his life, and he's been a product rep for a lot of the ice fishing companies for most of his adult life. So
is he there every year?
He's very well versed in ice fishing.
Is he there every year?
No, he works for me.
Oh, okay.
But he's offered to put these ice fishing workshops together to help guys.
Very cool, so, Scott.
Yep.
That's awesome. Hey, I want to take a little bit different.
And they're also free. They're also free, and there's going to be free giveaways from K&E. Those nights too. So I just talked to Jack this morning, and he's working up a bunch of neat stuff for these ice seminars for us. So
how's your big buck contest going?
The ice fishing season blasted off with a bang.
How's your big buck contest going?
Oh my gosh, Merle and I were sitting here looking at the pictures. I haven't seen the entries since Saturday when I was online. The bucks that they're posting online are just absolutely amazing. It's been a record year for us as far as size of deer. I don't think I've ever seen the pictures this good and the bucks this big.
So here,
it's making it quite hard.
So here's the cool thing, Jop, and you and I know this, a lot of people know it, but with all the big box stores and the consolidations of, you know, I'm buying this big guy, that guy, and these giant stores, you'd think that the independent store like Allen Bob's would have a really tough time. It's just the opposite. These guys are all driving everyone to the specialists, and you just have such a great place to shop that I'm so impressed with the job you guys do. Scott DeVries, assistant manager, Allen Bob's, we're going to see you on December 1st. We're going to bring our A game, and it's always great to have you on the Grilling Guys.
You guys always bring your A game, buddy. You know, we love having you. I love seeing you when you come in the store. You don't even have to come here and work. You just come in and visit. I mean, that's what we're here for.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much.
You have a great week.
Okay. That's Scott DeVries. When you want to talk fishing at Allen Bob's, that's the guy you want to track down. He's good.
Coming up next, we're going to tell you how to stay warm on your cold deck. Stick with us. We'll be back. He's the one